Advent at Gardner-Webb University for Monday, December 19th. Written and read by Astra Aker, student in the School of Divinity.
I love this time of year. I look forward to spending time with family and friends, making memories, engaging in traditions, and reflecting on the joyous hope that Christ brings to the world. I look forward to feeling the joy that seems to permeate the atmosphere and seeing the thread of hope that seems to weave its way throughout the land. It is this time of year that allows us to pause, reflect, and rest in the freedom that Christ brings. In 1 Samuel, Hannah rejoices in God and all He has done for her. Out of tradition, she has come to this place many times, but this time, she enters a new season of joy and hope as she worships at the tabernacle. The Advent season is full of many traditions that we hold dear, but it is also a season of new joy and hope as we rejoice, like Hannah, in how the Lord has answered our prayers. In Galatians, Paul wants the people to understand that it is not in works, but in Christ that true freedom is gained. The Advent season is a time to pause from the work, the distractions, and the throes of life, and simply rest in the freedom that only a baby in a manger can bring. One of my favorite songs this time of year is Mary, Did You Know? My eyes always fill with tears as I sit in awe, wondering what that time must have been like for Mary. What was it like for a pregnant Mary literally to be expecting God? How did she feel to actually hold, kiss, and touch His face? Did she know the fullness of who she had right in front of her? Did it fully resonate that she had actually carried the one who had created her? As she held His hand, did she also feel the security of His hand holding her? Did she know? Do we know? Do we take the time to actually sit long enough to experience the fullness of His presence with us? I pray that this Advent, you will take the time to rejoice in worship as you enter a new season of joy and hope. I pray that you will take time to pause from the toiling and rest in Christ's freedom. I pray that you will savor every moment, reflecting on the fullness of our expectant hope in Christ Jesus, our Lord.